Wednesday, 12th of December, Chof Ches Kislev, the 4th of Hanukkah, Tain Yisrael Yaakov Liechtenstein, Alfasian Federation of Synagogues, valid and invalid Eidos and Bezdin.
President Hanukkah, everyone. I want to just dedicate the Shir Ilu Nishmas, my Zeder, Naftali Zev, and Yaakov Michoel HaKoyin, who was the Mashiach in Kamenetz in Litta, and whose Yartzeit is today. It should be the Ilu Nishmasa. The ideal world and the practical world don't always mesh together so well. In an ideal world, in a Bezdin, Reuven and Shimon would come into the Bezdin. Reuven claims that Shimon has stolen money from him, and here he brings along two Toshua Edim, Levi and Yehuda, not brothers, come and say evidence in the Bezdin. Yes, they saw the Gneva take place, and the Bezdin can pass it. He must return the stolen item. That's in the ideal world, and when you learn Baba Kama and Baba Metzia and Yeshiva and Kol, that's what happens. But in the real world, things don't happen like that. Reuven lends Shimon some money while he's in the street, and there's no witnesses, and later on everyone forgets exactly what happened, and they come into Bezdin, and actually expect the Bezdin to act as Nevi'im and figure out exactly what really happened. Well, we're not Nevi'im, we're Dayanim. And there's a problem in the practical world, because evidence, the ideal evidence, of course, Apishnayim Edim Yochum Dover, to Kosher Edim, where it says that two from males, adults, come into Bezdin, that's the ideal Edim. You don't have that. Very rarely do you have that. And in fact, more difficult is that Bezdin has to assemble evidence very often from bits and pieces, how the evidence comes in, and then they have to make a ruling based on that evidence. And of course, you have a problem, especially with dealing with Choshen Mishpat matters. Halacha is, Hamoitzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya, that in order to remove money from the person who's in possession, you need proof. And proof is, of course, as the Torah says, to kosher edim. So how do you proceed? How does the Bezdin proceed in such an incident? How do you determine what to do? How do you decide? The Bezdin can make many inquiries, and there can be all kinds of circumstantial evidence, paper evidence, invalid evidence, let's say, a non-Jew says evidence. And the Bezdin can actually become convinced who is right based on all the evidence in front of it. And yet, if one were to look at it from a original rule in the Torah, you don't have it. Can there be Moitzi moment on that? That's the first question. So the Shulchan Aruch says, he quotes actually to Rambam, Shulchan Aruch in Koshim Mishpat Simen Tezvov Sifei, says Yesh Ladayin Lodom Dine Momenus Alpi Hadvorim Shahadaito Noitalehem Shahim Emes. The Hadover Chozak Beliboy Shuukach Avopi Shain Sham Raya Bura. The Shalom says, quoting Rambam, a Dayan can rule in Dine Momenus according to what he understands, what he believes is the Emes, as long as he's convinced of the Emes, even though there is no positive proof. Continues, however, once Bati Dinim She'enim Hagunim, unfit Bati Dinim, began to be sprout up. And so the Chazal made a takona that you should not do this. And he says, unless you have the chain, he says, you need a raya brura. And not to rely just on the das of the dain or the umdana. And he says, even if the Dayan realizes he believes something is true, he says, nevertheless, he should try to get out a pshara from them, or he should remove himself from the din. That's the Russian of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Sma, one of the portions of the Shulchan Aruch, brings a Marik. And the Marik says clearly, that even Bizman Hazer, after Bizman Hazer, Muto al Hadayin Lodin al Piho Emes, Shenis Amisloi, Veloy al Piha Tainis. He says, a dying has to paskin according to what he believes is the truth, and not to rely only on the claims in front of him. That's not how the dying paskins. The dying has to make up his mind what he feels is the emes, and even if it's in direct contradiction. So this is the language of the Sma. It means a rajba to that effect. Which means, effectively, that if, having heard the case, the dying is convinced that one side is right, even though he doesn't have two adim, it's enough to be moitzi momen. You can decide. So that's the first rule, that a dying has to paskin according to what he considers is the emes. In fact, for those of you who like to look at this topic a little further, there's an interesting teshuvah that was written in Moriah magazine, 1981, from a Chaim symbolist. It was a very kosher dying in Eretz Yisrael, where he says also quite clearly that if there is enough presumptive evidence in front of the dying to be moitzi momen, you can do so, and paskins like that halacha lemaisa. In fact, there's a comment in Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's sefer Nachal Yitzchak again that you can accept circumstantial evidence to be moitzi momen, and this in fact is the basis for another principle that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if the dying hears the evidence, he hears both sides, and yet he can't come to a definitive ruling, a definitive understanding. He's not 100% sure in his mind what's right or who's right. So the halacha is, yesh koach, Shulchanoch says in Simon Yud Beis, okay, the Shuvas Arosh, yesh koach l'dayin, lasos ke'en pshora, b'mokum she'en adobe yochol l'hizbar. That if he can't come to exact conclusion, the dying can actually force a pshara, and he says he shouldn't say, well, I can't work this out, and I'm going home. He has to decide one way or the other, or if he can't decide one way or the other, he forces a pshara. So effectively speaking today in a Bezdin, that if the dying has a definite view, he can go on according to that definite view. And if he's in doubt, he can force a pshar. That's according to up to the dying's understanding, what is the right thing to do? What is the equitable thing to do? It would matter, of course, on the various circumstances. And there's no one pshara. Pshara doesn't mean 50-50. People have this idea. No, pshara means that considering on the balance of probability, the dying can force what he thinks is a fair pshara. So that's quite clear that's the general rule in Shulchan Aruch as far as being moitzi momen is concerned. But there's a bit more to this issue. Because that's quite clear, and the question you ask, of course, is what happens if, in assembling this evidence, I said he's using circumstantial evidence, which could be paper evidence. Normally, the rule is mipihem v'lo mipiksavam, that you cannot accept written evidence in the Bezdin. There's one shita, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you may do it under certain circumstances. You know, you'd